Hello and welcome to the Around Tenby podcast. Today I'm in Tenby, and to be precise, I'm in a cafe and deli called Moore in St Julian Street. To find it, head down from Tudor Square, it's on the left going towards the harbour just before the Hope and Anchor pub. I'm here to interview the owner, Will Crockford, about his family shop and his life in Tenby as an entrepreneur. And I'm a little early, so I've ordered a cappuccino and I'm sat in the small walled garden area out the back of the shop. There's a boutique feel about this space, a couple of mirrors reflecting the potted plants and pastel painted walls. A few patio tables and chairs provide seating for 6 to 8 people. Great space for a coffee and a chat if you're in town. Dicarl is sitting in the middle of a 3-seater wooden bench on the right hand side. He was killing time waiting for his washing to dry at the local laundrette, and I was setting up my recording gear. A conversation ensued. When someone says they're an artist, a million possibilities come to my mind at least. It can mean almost anything. Good, bad, or absolutely brilliant. After he left, I googled him, of course, to satisfy my curiosity, and I've put the link in the show notes to his work. Dicarl started painting at the age of 9 and went on a foundation course in art at Carmarthen College at 16. Subsequently, he was unable to get a degree place anywhere to study graphic design at that time, and he was too young to realise that it was the fine art portrait that boils his eggs. His words, not mine. Influenced by Velazquez, Nelson, Shanks and Rockwell, he is naturally drawn to the classical traditions of both painting and sculpting. He says he sees no reason to stray too far from what nature has already perfected, trying to master the medium expressing beauty while keeping to the confines of a likeness is enough for him to be getting on with. I really enjoyed meeting Di and talking to him. I hope you enjoy the conversation. Morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Nice cup of coffee?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I always come here. Moore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why here?
Cafe Moore. Oh, it's just very pleasant. Staff are, you know, they're just really good fun.
And
it's great coffee.
And what?
But it's oat milk. It's not dairy. I'm vegan in the last 2 years.
Okay.
And I've never felt fitter.
Okay. How are you, about 32?
Yeah, add another 20.
So what brings you to Tenby this morning?
I'm doing a bit of drying.
A bit of drying?
Yes, a bit of clothes drying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, nothing spectacular, it's just part of the daily routine.
I didn't expect that answer.
No.
So you've come to use the laundrette?
I have. I think it's going to rain later, that's why.
Okay. I'm just going to move over here, because the closer you get, the more I can make you sound like Richard Burton.
Ooh, no then. Where's Elizabeth?
So just give me your name.
Dicarl.
Dicarl.
Yeah.
K-Y...
No, that's no. That Jeremy creature.
Okay.
K-A-Y-L-L.
Okay, and I believe you're an artist.
Yes, yeah, portrait artist and sculptor.
Right.
Bronze, work in bronze.
Okay, and I think you work from Florence, is that right, St Florence?
St Florence, yeah, just outside Tenby, about 4 miles.
And you have a studio there?
No, I work in the house. I had a studio in Halford West, but the council came for rates and rent, and so I said adios.
Just trying to think of the right word here. You live slightly under the radar.
Oh, definitely, yeah. But not intentionally. Not intentionally, I just have no...
Washing machine.
Yeah. Well, no dryer.
No dryer.
Yeah.
Okay, so what medium, what do you use to paint?
Well, I'm working on some large charcoal portraits at the moment of local people, who serve me coffee.
Yeah.
Some great girls over in Ginger's in Halford West.
Okay.
And I haven't asked the girls here in Moore yet, but they will be next targets. But there's a couple of friends of mine, one's a farmer, Andreas Jeremias, and Gurno, the butcher in the market. They very kindly allowed me to capture their likenesses.
Okay. Have you always lived in Pembrokeshire?
For about 30 odd years, yeah. I'm 58 now, so you know, I've lived here longer than I haven't.
Okay.
But I was born in Mumbles.
Okay, so not too far away.
No, you can see it.
No,
yeah, that's right. Well, you can see the Gower anyway.
Yeah. And what brought you to Pembrokeshire?
Surfing.
Surfing?
Yeah, I went to a foundation course in Carmarthen, and met my good pal now, sadly passed, Tiny Harbert. And he's a surfer, and I'd just started surfing. It was 1979. I'd been surfing since 77, something like that. And we struck up a rapport, and he said, "Why don't you come down to Pembrokeshire where there's proper waves?" And I said, "Yeah." So, and that was it.
Do you know Peter Bounds?
Yeah, Pete Bounds, yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't say I know him, but there's a lot of lads. Like poor old Reg, he passed away recently, and there's Tim Harvard and all that crowd, yeah.
Have you chased waves around the world?
No. I've surfed France.
Okay.
I've surfed France. I wouldn't mind going to San Sebastian, and I wouldn't mind Mundaka, but I'm too old now.
Okay.
My neck just can't take, you know, looking back for the wave, and I'm all right. I have a couple of waves and I get a bit stiff. The next morning, can someone lift me out of bed, please? I can't. I can't take it.
So, do you make a living as an artist?
No.
You just do it. I wouldn't even say for fun. You do it.
No,
you,
it's
you
not
do it
fun.
For, you do it because you want to do it.
I can't help doing it. Yeah.
So it's part of you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I have to do it. If I don't. My mood does change, but I know how to sort of control the mood.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm going to cut my ear off or any nonsense that, but I go quiet and, you know, not introverted, but, you know, my mind is full of the next project. And then when I get the project and it's up and running, I can, it's almost like a free, like you're free then to...
So it's good for your mental health?
Oh, superb, yeah. As long as you're capable.
Yes.
They have art, like the VC Gallery over in, VC Gallery, sorry, in Alfred West. They have a very good project over there. Barry John OB, VC, he started that up. He started the VC Gallery, as in the Victoria Cross, in Alfred West, and they've got two studios over there, so he's well worth going to have a chat with.
Okay.
But they do therapeutic art, I suppose you could call it, you know, and they have gallery space, you know, big gallery space, which, and they show the works of the people who use art as a therapy.
Okay.
You know,
is but it yourself is included?
No. I'm not military or.
No.
Or I mean, I don't want to be glib about it, but I probably don't need that much therapy, really.
Okay.
But it's very, very useful. You know, it just it can expunge a lot of trauma and.
Hmm. Where do you show your work?
Well, at the moment, I'm in the Pure Art Gallery. With Rob over there on the Milford Marina.
Okay, just where's that?
Milford Haven.
Oh, you're in Milford Haven?
Marina, yes.
Okay. And you get commissions from there and work from there?
Well, I haven't had a commission from there at the moment because I've only, it's been about 3 months, 2 months. He's sold a couple of stuff for me, which is nice.
Yep.
I've got a large piece which hopefully someone keeps going back to have a look at.
Okay.
But that's what I'm exhibiting at the moment.
Okay.
But I don't use Instagram or I don't have a website. And it's probably because I'm, you know, that long in the tooth. But
okay.
I did put my toe in the water of having a website years ago when I went to France for a while. And I just found that I was tending it like a garden. You know, I just look and see, has anyone... I just couldn't be bothered. You know.
Okay, so it's...
And I never got any work from it.
A bit pointless then.
Exactly.
So have you... ever shown your work in Tempe?
Yes, yeah. John and Margaret. John has sadly left us as well. John and Margaret. Margaret's still with us. They had a fantastic gallery over at the White Lion Gallery.
Okay.
But that's finished now for about 5 years, I think, maybe longer. Sadly, that was a really strong gallery. You know, it's edged towards good drawing skills and. Good painterly knowledge. You know.
Pembrokeshire seems to attract artists, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Is it the light, the beaches?
Well, people say, they always say about the light, but look now.
Yes.
Look above us now.
I can see clear blue skies. What can you see?
Yeah, it's absolutely boiling. we're sitting
that
here
cloud.
In our... Well, we're sitting here in our speedos, you know, it's kind of embarrassing doing this.
You look great, I look slightly dodgy.
Well, I'm just so young, you see.
I know, is that oat milk?
Don't knock the oat milk.
No. If you're 58, what have you been doing for 57 years?
Well, painting, hopefully.
Yeah.
Trying
surfing?
To keep, surfing, playing a lot of sport, playing loads of... I mean, in 2016, I proudly say that I won the... with Tom Richards, the Pembrokeshire tennis doubles.
Okay.
Runner-up in 2015, so it was no fluke, folks.
Okay. Yeah, you weren't a one-hit wonder, were you?
Oh, no. But then I went and tried my hand nationally then. I went and got an ITF.
What's an ITF?
ITF number.
Is that good?
Yeah, world ranking.
Oh,
where were you? 1,297 in the world.
Gee, well, that's impressive.
Ah, I tell you what, I'm going to have that tattooed. If I can have a tattoo, it'll be that.
1,297.
You heard it right.
What's it like being on the tour then?
Oh, it's draining. Right. No, it is. Right. I went up to Bolton and I played up there and I got hammered. But it was wonderful, you know, you experienced what real tennis, you know, they could play. And I got hammered, but I loved it, you know, and I had hate for them. And I was asking, where, you know, give me some tips, you know, and they were really kind with the info and they were helpful, you know. These boys could play tennis, they were really good. But I stayed in the Premier Inn, dead opposite where we were playing, right next to the football ground. And I was there for 3 nights. And I, on the second night, because I did some training with them as well, I ran out of kit. So I had to wash my kit in the bath. And then I had to find a way to dry it. And I just thought, how are they going to, if I was on the tour, how would I do this all the time? And then lose and then have to go fly from Istanbul to Ireland and then from Ireland to California and then from California. You know, what a way to make a living. And they don't, you know, only the top boys, they suck all the money out of the game. Mm. You got guys who can play tennis and they have to live this lonely existence. I had 3 nights of it.
Yeah.
You can keep it.
You can keep it.
Yeah.
You retired your ITF.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. 1,279 in the world.
For 3 days.
Yes.
What's the lowest number you can have? I don't, I mean the other way from one.
1,270. I don't know. It went down. I was pretty near the bottom, you know, for the age group.
But that's great. But,
I was proud of myself. I was genuine. You know, pride comes for a fall, and it did when I went up to Bolton to play. Yeah. But just having seeing your name with a ranked number.
Yeah.
Very strange feeling.
Very strange. What else you done?
Oh, loads of things. I mean, I've worked so I could paint. I've been a porter in Singleton Hospital for 4.5 years. That was good. I really enjoyed that, but that was very tiring and emotionally tiring, you know, dealing with people all the time. You're not just pushing them around, you know, you chat to them probably more about stuff than the medics do, you know, the practitioners. But that was great. I really enjoyed that. And lived in Mumbles, of course.
Yeah.
I cycled everywhere.
Okay.
And I played tennis, cycled, walked. You know, walked about 8 miles a day, 4 miles pushing someone.
Cycling today?
No. I drove in today.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm 58, man. I'm lazy. I got an ITF international rank number. I can do what I like.
Yeah, I know. You should have bloody cycled.
Yeah, I might have been 1,269 in the world if I'd cycled.
Yeah, that's right. So, you're just going to live out your days painting now? Doing your thing?
Oh, yeah. That's...
Hopefully you've got quite a few days to come. I'm not trying to end you here.
Thanks. Yeah, I was a bit worried there, the glaze in your eye. I thought, that's it. You know something I don't. But my partner, she's a teacher in Crummer.
Right.
And she's very supportive. Any artist who says that they can do it on their own, even the famous ones, they're lying.
Okay. Here's a question for you. What makes a painting worth... Let's just say we're looking at a really good painting here. Okay, or a sketch.
Well, hang on, because there's some really shit paintings that go for a lot of money.
I know, so what? There's some really good artists who will only make £200 or £300 on a painting.
Yeah, I know what you're getting at.
So how do you get to the next level as a painter?
You have to find a patron, or usually if you move to a large city.
Okay. Tempe's a terrible place to do it then.
To make a living, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's as simple as that.
That's the reason you're in St. Florence.
Well, I love Pembrokeshire.
Okay. Tell me about St. Florence. I've been there once. I was all hyped up for a really beautiful village.
Well, it's a working village, really. It's people live there and they still work. Okay. There's not many people who... There are some retirees, but lots of people who live there go to work in Tenby and, you know, rounds. There's farmers live there. There's artists who live there with international tennis ranking. There's... So I think what you may have seen is just the empty streets.
Yes, apparently it used to be full of flowers.
Yeah, 1989 it won the Village of the Year.
Okay, that's quite a few years ago.
Well, I was there, you were around in 89, I can tell by your haircut.
I know, yeah.
But I didn't live there then, but it was very impressive. Mr. Evans, his son still lives in the village.
Okay.
Stan Evans, but... Mr. Evans, he was the instigator of the
The Flower Festival?
Yes.
Okay. But doesn't happen today?
There are a few who go to the effort, like my neighbour, Wayne and Tanya. They have lots of baskets and flowers, but the rest of the village, it's lapsed a bit, but I'm sure we can.
There's the Brambles, isn't there?
Yes, yeah, very nice cafe in the Brambles and garden centre.
Yeah, maybe needs a new lease of life.
I wouldn't be so bold. I enjoy living there at the moment. Okay. Yeah, but it's they got the potato rolling coming up.
Potato rolling?
Yes, down the hill.
Okay, tell me about it. This
I haven't actually taken part.
Tell me about potato rolling in Pembrokeshire.
Well, as I said, I haven't really taken part.
What is it?
You get a potato. Yeah, and I don't know whether you bring your own.
Right.
Because that's open to cheating. You could add weights and all sorts.
Yeah.
You could round it off.
You could actually put a little motor in it.
Well, you know, these things do happen.
When's that happening?
I couldn't tell you, but there is the potato rolling.
In St. Florence?
In St. Florence.
It's a thing?
It's a thing, yeah. Okay. It happened last year for the first time, I think.
Okay. It's quite a new thing then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I might take part this year.
Okay. Will your world ranking points have any benefit?
Well,
you could top spin it.
You never know. I'll get that tattoo and flash it. Go bare-chested.
Do you pick up a tennis racket much?
Yeah, I'll go and have a serve, you know, turn my arm over,
Keep the heart ticking over.
Yeah, keep the shoulder loose. But they've stopped the public using the courts over in Haverfordwest, where I used to go. They used to be free.
Right.
But the council have handed them over to the tennis club, and that means £5 an hour. So Di isn't paying for his tennis. I never have.
I never will.
I've got a world ranking, have you know. Anyway, on that note, I've got to go and get my laundry.
Okay.
It's been lovely chatting with you. And now take your speeders off and put your trousers back on.
Thank you very much, Di.
Thank you.
Okay.
And good luck.
If you Google Di Kyle, that's Di, D-A-I, Kyle, K-Y-A-L-L, his work pops up right before you. I do believe you just may be impressed. There's a link in the show notes to the Pure Art Gallery in Milford Haven, where his work is on show. And once again, thank you to 1,297 Di Kyle. Thank you to my show partner, aroundtenby.co.uk, where you will find all you need to enjoy your stay in and around Tenby. If you enjoyed this show and would like to hear more, please subscribe by your favourite podcast player. Thank you for listening. It's all time well spent.